أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of As-Sami' the All-Hearing. And this is a quality of Allah's perception from which nothing audible escapes even if it is silent. It is As-Sami' who is conscious of a black ant creeping on a black rock in the pitch dark of the night. It is As-Sami' who hears the praise of those who praise Allah and rewards them, hears the dua of those who do dua to Him and answers them. In every salah we say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah hears the one who praises Him. And it is derived from sam'ah, which conveys the fact that Allah realizes the truth about each and every sound, even if it is, to our limited ability, quite silent. He distinguishes the sounds just as He realizes and distinguishes everything else. Sam'a may also mean acceptance of and a favorable response to. And so these two actually go hand in hand with each other. As-Sami' hears without having the usual auditory channels. And you cannot compare this hearing to which ordinary speech can gain access. This hearing is of such a nature that by it the perfection of the names and qualities of all things heard is disclosed. It is beyond any imagination of ours. It is free of any change that may affect it when audible things occur and above that which is heard by the human ear or a device or an instrument. So if I try to visualize the meaning, the theoethics of As-Sami', it is one who hears all that which comes from the lips, which passes through the minds, which is felt by the heart, the rustlings of the leaves in the wind, the movement of the atoms through the void. There is no screen that prevents the sound from reaching him, nor is one sound heard less than another, though there is an infinite number of voices speaking. He doesn't get mixed up with any of them. He doesn't give one preference over another. You know, As-Sami' is an attribute of perfection, because if we look in the worldly sense, its opposite, deafness, is known as an imperfection or a disability. There are two levels of perfection. You have the absolute and the relative. Absolute perfection does not depend on means, conditions, or limitations. Relative perfection depends on means and conditions and is limited. So in the universe, from the beginning to the end, from one end to the other, without interruption, there is an almost endless number of sounds and voices. Some are so loud, like the greatest of explosions. Some are so minimal that they're imperceptible. But they're all heard by the all-hearing, one by one at the same time. One as clear as the other. And the hearing is not in vain, for all is registered, the meaning understood, the need satisfied, the answer given, the call responded to, and the wrong corrected. You know, of this infinite ability to hear, if an atom was given humanity, it is in order that it guides us towards its absolute perfection. It is all in order that we know his perfect attribute, which he has given in traces, in signs, and is around us. See, Abdus Sami' is one who hears the truth with the ears of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith al-Qudsi says, my Abd comes close to me with his continuous devotion until I love him, and when I love him, I become his ears with which he hears, and his eyes with which he sees, and his tongue with which he speaks, and his hands with which he holds. There's a wonderful story that might bring an understanding of As-Sami' to us. And this is from Rumi, about someone who was hard of hearing but refused to admit it. This was an elderly person who was going deaf, but he refused to admit it. And he was told that his neighbor had been taken ill. And so this man, knowing he's deaf but didn't want to admit it to himself, said to himself, with my hardness of hearing, how shall I understand what my sick and weak neighbor is saying? Yet on the other hand, I have to go and see him. He's my neighbor. So he thought, I know what I'll do. I'll guess what he's saying out of my own initiative. When I say, how are you, my poor suffering friend? He will say, I am fine, or quite well, thank you. And I will say, Alhamdulillah. What have you had to drink? He will say, some soup. Then I will say, good health. which doctor is attending you? And he will give a name. So I will say, he brings good fortune since he has called on you. All will go well with you. I have tested his good fortune. Wherever he goes, every want is granted. So he went to see his neighbor and he said, how are you? And the man said, dying. And the hard of hearing neighbor said, Alhamdulillah. Thereupon, the sick person became anxious. And he said, what sort of Alhamdulillah is this? He must be my enemy. So the deaf man then said, what have you had to drink? And the sick man said, poison. And he said, that's good for your health, cried the visitor. This made the patient so much angry. He said, which doctor is attending you? And the sick man said, the angel of death. Get out of here. And the man was hard of hearing said, cheer up, he brings fortune. Thank God, and left. Now the sick man became in a worse state than when he was visited. And the moral of the story is that very often we hear what we want to hear, not what is really being said. Being Abdus Sami' means listening to reality, means opening the ears of the heart to reality. When I teach the recitation of Quran to my young students, I keep on repeating this because it makes me think a lot. When I was a child and I was being taught the letters of the alphabet of Arabic, I was taught by an Urdu-speaking teacher, and therefore Zad, for example, was Zwad, and Se, which is three dots, was Se. And although I used to listen to Abdul Basit, beautiful Qari, I used to hear him day in and day out with my father, I never heard Zwad, I heard Zwad. I never heard Se, I heard Se, because I wanted to hear what I was learning, what I believed in. And I remember waking up one day when it was pointed out to me and thinking, all these years I've been listening, yet I never heard the right words. So be careful. When we apply as-sami'a to ourselves, we need to hear what is being said, not what we want to hear. If you wish your words to have effect on those who are listening, in other words, you want them to be able to absorb them just as the way you're saying them, then recite Ya Sami' as much as possible. If you have a hajat, then recite Ya Sami' 500 times after your Dhuhr Salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will give you your desire, and your dua will be answered quickly.